On here in Texas, one of the things that's going on right now, deer season opens in a little over a week. Deer right here in the hill country are for lack of a better word, they're rutting right now. And during that breeding season, and later in December in South Texas, bucks will be chasing does. And when they're doing that, they're kind of vulnerable to rattling. And I'm going to put on my gloves, and if you've ever gone home with a hand full of black brush and mesquite thorns and stuff, you'll know why. And I normally would wear a face mask, which you might prefer, but I'm not going to wear one tonight. But I thought we'd, if we were talking about success in the outdoors, and you know, when I've rattled up coyotes and bobcats and a mountain lion once, and every once in a while a deer. And so we thought we might rattle a little bit here before we get away. And one of the things that happens is those bucks, there's a lot of dominance that takes place. They'll walk stiff-legged around each other, and they do a lot of posturing, and they lay their ears back, and they bow their hair up, and they may walk over and begin raking their antlers on a tree, and you can hear that. And a lot of times I've rattled up bucks just by doing that. And then sometimes they'll just kind of lean against each other, and you may get this sound right here. Not very much, as they kind of sort of test each other to see what's going on. And the next thing you know, they are in a full-fledged fight, and I think I see some headphones bulging out over there right now. And it gets pretty violent, and there's rocks and gravel, and things get pretty wild. And what's neat about it is that you can see, you know, you're sort of taking part in the outdoors when you're doing that. And again, that's what I think is so great about Texas, is that we can get out there and take part in it, whether we're rattling or whether we're looking at birds, and whether we're back in camp. What's your favorite hunting camp story?
Oh, well, I have so many. It's hard to tell, but I guess one of my favorite ones is the one that my husband always tells about when we went elk hunting in Colorado and I got my elk, and that the fact that I'll make a long story short.
You keep mentioning that.
Oh, I'm real proud of the fact. Anyway, he made fun of me because, and I was pretty rattled, pardon the pun, when I got back to camp, because I got my elk, you know, and it was a really nice bull, and it was, you know, pretty big, and I was pretty excited about that. And I was trying to very tactfully mention that it was, you know, larger than the one he'd killed the year before. So I, you know, said, well, you know, I don't remember how many points it had, but it was pretty big, you know, and it was pretty big bodied. And so anyway, to end the story, he always, you know, tells the story by making fun of me, like, you know, yeah, I didn't know how many points it had, and I didn't even know whether it was a legal bull or not, you know. And so,
but today you can remember.
Yes.
That's it for us right now, and I think next Steve Hall is going to be coming in, and we're going to talk with a young lady about getting started in hunting. And there are still places online if you want to check in and ask some questions.